Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. Today on the show, we tell you about a sale of some very costly Elvis Presley memorabilia. We also have new music from Charlie XCX and the Decemberists. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
January 8th is the birthday of American rock and roll legend Elvis Presley. He would have turned 80 years old on January 8th, but he died 1977 at the still young age of 42. Elvis mania is still widespread in America. People go to shows featuring Elvis lookalikes. Hundreds of thousands go to Memphis, Tennessee each year to visit his home and burial place, Graceland. People also get excited about Elvis memorabilia, his belongings, objects he touched, any of his writings, and other things related to the man called the King of Rock and Roll. On Friday, someone might get a huge piece of Elvis history. On that day, the company Julian's Auctions will hold a special sale of Elvis Presley's two airplanes. The special sale is called an auction. That is a public sale where objects are sold to the person or people who offer the most money. The planes have been on public view at Graceland for 30 years. They are currently not airworthy. The Lisa Marie was Presley's first jet. It is also the bigger of the two. It could fly up to 28 passengers. Presley bought it in 1975 for $250,000. Then he spent $300,000 more on repairs and making the inside beautiful. It has an area for sleeping, a conference room for meetings, and a bar, a place for making and enjoying alcoholic drinks. The Lisa Marie was named after Presley's daughter. The plane is rare. There were only 65 of the same kind ever made. The singer purchased his second jet while waiting for work to be finished on the Lisa Marie. The Hound Dog 2 could fly 8 to 10 passengers. Julian's Auctions is based in Beverly Hills, California. Officials with the company say they expect the planes to sell for $10 million and $15 million. The company also says the buyer may purchase land near Graceland to keep and show the jets. An agreement between Graceland and the jets' current owners is set to expire at the end of April. The identity of the owners has not been released. I'm Ana Mateo. Why do you think so many people remain interested in Elvis Presley so many years after his death? Do you like his music? Do you have a favorite Elvis Presley song? Let us know in the comments section below. And now for words in this story. Legend, noun, a famous or important person who is known for doing something extremely well. Mania, noun, extreme enthusiasm for something that is usually shared by many people. Memorabilia, noun, objects or materials that are collected because they are related to a particular event, person, etc. Things collected as souvenirs. Jet, noun, a fast airplane that has one or more jet engines. Expire, verb, to end, to no longer be valid after a period of time. What is a man? What has he got? If not sincere, then he has not. To say the word, he truly
22-year-old Charlie XCX is a skilled singer-songwriter who has already released 3 albums. But her early success came from writing songs for others. In 2012, the Swedish singing duo Icona Pop recorded and released Charlie XCX's I Love It. We are pretty sure you have heard it. I got this feeling on the summer day when you were gone. I crashed my car into the bridge. I watched, I let it burn. I threw your into a bag and pushed it down the stairs. I crashed my car into the bridge. I don't care. I love it. I don't care. The song won Charlie XCX some fame. So did her 2014 recording with Iggy Azalea of that artist's song, Fancy. We know you have heard that one. I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy. Can't you taste this girl? Remember my name. Blow, oh, oh. I said, baby, I do this. I thought that you knew this. Can't stand no haters and none. Last month, Charlie XCX released her latest album, Sucker. It has received a lot of critical praise. Rolling Stone placed it at number 6 on the magazine's list of best albums of 2014. Several critics have noted Charlie XCX's ability to balance different styles of music. She appeals to both lovers of pop as well as to listeners of edgier rock and roll. The first single released from the new album is Boom Clap. The song went to the top 10 of Billboard magazine's Hot 100 chart. It was also used in the popular Hollywood young adult movie The Fault in Our Stars. Your picture perfect blue, sunbathing on the moon, stars shining as your bones illuminate. First kiss just like a drug, under your influence, it's hit me over, you're the magic in my veins. This must be love. The indie band The Decemberists is set to release a new album. What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World goes on the market January 20th. It is the 7th studio album by the 5-member group from Portland, Oregon. The last Decemberists album released was 2011's The King Is Dead. It went to number 1 on Billboard's Top 200 Albums list. The song, Down by the Water, was one of the most successful songs in the collection. See this ancient river bed, see where all my follies led. Down by the water, down by the old main bed. I was just some. The Decemberists have released only one single from What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World. The words of the song Make You Better are beautiful. A lover seems to be wishing for a relationship that has ended. The song goes, and all I wanted was a sliver to call mine, and all I wanted was a shimmer in your shine. I want you thin fingers, I wanted you thin fingernails, and when you bend Decemberists and Charlie XCX begin a long series of shows in February to support their new albums. Charlie XCX will be performing across Europe. The Decemberists have shows planned in Europe and the United States. Charlie XCX is young, yet she has reached a high level of success. How do you think she did it? Let us know and practice writing in English by posting your comments on our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. Words in this story. Duo, noun, two people who perform together. Chart, noun, a list that shows which music recordings have sold the most during a recent period of time. Indie, adjective, not connected with or created by a major producer of music or movies, from the word independent. Studio, noun, a place where music is recorded. Sliver, noun, a small, thin piece that has been cut, torn, or broken from something larger. Shimmer, verb, to shine with a light that seems to move slightly. I'm Katie Weaver. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com or write to us at Learning English, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., USA. The zip code is 20237. We might answer your question in a future show. You can also visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com for more of our materials. We have audio and video programs. We also have quizzes and other activities to help you test your American English skills. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.